I consider myself a farm boy. I was actually born in Texas, but we moved to Idaho when I was a little boy, and so I was raised in Idaho on a ranch. Raised horses and some cattle and some crops. We left Idaho between my junior and senior year in high school and moved to the big city of Kansas City, where I graduated and then started college. The Vietnam War was going on at that time, hot and heavy. It was at that time that they changed the way that we drafted people and started what was called a lottery system. We were in Kansas State University and watched on TV the first drawing. The first capsule they pulled out was September 14th. That was my birthday. It dawned on me for the first time that I was just about to take a rifle and go to Vietnam. It's not that I didn't mind serving my country, it's just that if I was going to serve, I thought maybe there'd be a better way to do that. So I went down to the Air Force recruiter and stood there and I said, "Sir, I've always wanted to fly for the United States Air Force." And he looked up at me and he says, "What's your number?" I said, "1. And he said, "Well, you got a problem, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I do." And ended up spending 20 years in the Air Force. I was a deputy commander of the 47th Communication Group at Cheyenne Mountain, NORAD headquarters here in Colorado Springs. Lo and behold, at the end of all that, I found myself serving under the Bush administration in Washington, D.C. at the White House. What happened when I was there is that God began to open up my eyes to see the reality of the foundations of this country. I began to read everything I could possibly read of the original writings around the founding era and began to recognize that they had a broad view of life and applied the scripture to every area of life that was just foreign to me. Well, it was at that time I began to read Francis Schaeffer, David Noble, and other authors who were talking about worldview. Well, that then led eventually to a desire to teach Christian worldview studies. We found that in this two-semester course that we call Christian worldview studies, that indeed God was doing the same thing in the students that had happened to me. I then came to focus on the family, and it was at that point that when Don Hodel sat in on one of those classes and said, "Del, we've got to get this out." And that was the first beginnings of what we now call the Truth Project. So the Truth Project was born to make a difference in the body of Christ by seeing the Lord transform believers through this comprehensive, systematic, biblical worldview. There isn't anything that is more thrilling to me than to see their eyes light up and they begin to understand who God really is. God is saying, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I am convinced that that is exactly what truly transforms people. And that means that when God weeps, we weep. What He sees is glorious and good, we see as glorious and good.